Hi, this is Dave Madden, the voice of Bernard Walton. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine. We're your hosts for this February 21st, 2007 edition.
Coming up on the podcast, Adventures in Odyssey producers answer your questions. You know, we haven't done that in a while.
That's right. And the questions have been piling up. I mean, there were 14 from this guy who calls himself Jesse Fan Number One. He kept asking, why isn't Jesse on the Adventures in Odyssey show?
Oh, wow. I've got a fan? You know, that young man must be very intelligent. And he's asking a good question because why don't they have me on the show? It's just not fair.
Jesse.
Yes?
Are you Jesse Fan Number One?
Now to the Q&A. Here's Nathan and the producers.
Well, thanks, Jesse. I'm here with Odyssey producer Marshall Younger.
Hi, Nathan.
And executive producer Dave Arnold.
Mr. Hubler.
And we've got some fan questions for them. We've got one here from Rebecca, age 12, and she says, where is Odyssey? I keep trying to guess where in the U.S. it is, and I'm thinking it's in California.
Well, Rebecca, it actually couldn't be in California because if you remember correctly, in the Bernard and Eugene series, when they traveled across the country, they went to California and they had to go through Iowa, Colorado, and Arizona to get there. So unless they took a really circuitous route.
Well, Bernard's not that good at directions, really.
That's true. That also sort of takes care of, like, you know, Florida, or else that'd be a really, really weird route to take to California.
One of the ways that you can narrow it down is to look through the episodes and see where they've gone on vacation. And usually you don't go on vacation and say, hey, we're going to Florida, if you're already in Florida. So if you look through the episodes where they go on vacation, like the Barclays went to Florida, Bernard and Eugene went to California, as did Connie, Wooten and Bernard went to Alaska. So you can eliminate those and then sort of zero in on at least the area of the country that it's in.
Well, we know also that that Wits End was part of the Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm. So that rules out Hawaii and Central America.
I've got it figured out. I know where it's at.
Yeah, I do too.
Because see, I'm a sound designer, and so I'm a student of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had to sort of listen very carefully to sounds, and that's how I sound design. You know, so I listen to the environment. I sort of pick things out, and that's why I put things very carefully where they are in the sound scope of Odyssey. And so, having been a student of the environment for many years and listened to things, I know exactly where Odyssey is.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Guam. And,
wow.
Guam.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I knew that too. That's where I assumed Odyssey was.
Yeah. Guam. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ben, age 23. Who will be the next villain in Odyssey? Because I hope old Regis doesn't come back from the dead again.
Well, you know, Ben, he didn't really come back from the dead. That was in the virtual realm. That was Regis on
in Blackguard's
computers.
Revenge.
Yes.
Yeah, that was just a computer virus version of Regis. It wasn't actually Regis.
Yes,
I know it's sometimes difficult to tell the difference between computer viruses and people, but
to answer the question about who's the next villain in Odyssey,
we do have another villain who has been after Eugene's father for a while, and we're going to hear more about him in some upcoming shows. So you'll find out more about him coming up February 24th, March 3rd, and March 10th. So make sure you listen.
Caitlin, age 14. What is the youngest age of the kid actors?
Well, right now, the youngest actor that we use is Mary Mauser, who is now 10, but when we first started using her, she was 8 years old, which is pretty young for starting with acting with us. Yeah. But the youngest actor that I believe we've ever used, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, guys, but I believe it is Braden Deal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who is Christopher Deal's son. He's one of our engineers, Christopher Deal is.
Not and Braden Deal.
Braden is not one of our engineers. But Braden, when he acted on our show, he was 3 months old.
That's right.
And you can actually hear him snoring in a show called The Chosen One.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great snore, too.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's actually very well done. Okay. Maisha, age 13, asks, are you going to bring Mitch back? Hello, he was the best character.
To answer this question, I believe we should get Kathy Buchanan on the line, because Kathy was the person who created Mitch. So let's just call her up here.
Hello?
Kathy, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Kathy, we have a question for you. We got actually 100 questions like just exactly like this. Okay. Maisha, age 13, asks, are you going to bring Mitch back? Hello, he was the best character.
Well, you know, I put this fleece before God as to when Mitch should come back. And there's three things that have to happen that I know is a sign from God that it's time for Mitch to come back. Ronald McDonald has to become a vegetarian. Cats need to become extinct. And Nathan Hubler has to paint his toenails.
Oh, well, that's already done. Yeah. So we've got one of three.
One of three.
And that's what needs to happen before Mitch comes back.
So you're laying it on God's plate, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And Nathan's.
He's out there.
And Nathan's toes. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Enjoy the manicure.
Dave, a worthwhile name to be given to anybody, asks, where can I see photos of the Adventures in Odyssey cast? What a great question. Now, see, that's the kind of question I like to hear.
Well, on an album we just produced called The Lost Episodes, which is a cool album because it has a lot of the shows that have never been released for one reason or another, there's actually an actor photo album on there of pictures we took at the 500th show recording. And there are about 30 pictures of the cast and crew in there, mostly the cast. A couple pictures of the crew slipped in, but... if you pick up that album, you can actually see a whole bunch of pictures of the people behind the microphone. Beth, age 16, says, I really like the character of Kelly from The Chosen One. Why did you decide to introduce Kelly with her background and all to the show?
Well, for those of you who don't know, Kelly is a kid that had a difficult upbringing. She was abused, and she is very rough around the edges. And is actually a 10-year-old and who smokes and does a lot of other very grown-up and delinquent things, I guess. And I liked that the idea of this character because, first of all, you immediately sympathize with her when you know her background. It's also a character that comes in to Odyssey needing redemption immediately. Mm. And so I thought that would be a nice character to play off the Washingtons who end up taking her into foster care. And it would be an interesting dynamic having her interacting with Tamika and Marvin, who are sort of more squeaky clean.
And if you listen to our next podcast in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to hear an interview with Rachel Fox, who plays Kelly. So we'll get to hear a little bit from the actress behind the voice. Our last question here is from Andrea, age 10, and she says, I love your show, but when are you going to get back to Mandy and her parents breaking up? I would love to hear how that turns out. Marshall?
Well, after these next three shows called The Top Floor, which we were talking about before, we have a series of re-airs, and we're going to recap the three shows that deal with Mandy and her parents being separated. But then after that, on May 5th, you'll need to listen in for a show called Fall from Grace, which continues the Mandy storyline.
Hmm. Any clues on what's going to happen there, Marshall?
I have clues, but I'm not going to give them.
You'll just have to keep listening to the show to find out what happens.
If they go visit Odyssey in Guam, they'll know an awful lot more about it.
That's right, because Odyssey in Guam, they're about 6 months ahead of us on the show, so we just keep watching them to see what's going on.
Totally different time zone, yeah.
Yeah, they'll get it all figured out.
Yeah, the time zone is about 6 months behind. That international dateline works kind of funky around Guam.
That's right.
So, well, that's all the questions we have for today, so thank you, Marshall.
It was fun.
Thanks, Dave.
Pleasure.
And thank you guys for listening.
Hey, they never got to my question.
Well, we have a lot of people asking and only so much time. So listeners, keep visiting our website and sending in your questions.
I sure will. You've been listening to another edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. That's witsend.org/podcast.
And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.